Play me a cornbread song.
Is the mic on?
Yes.
Should I be hearing something in my headphones?
Yes. The show, it's called Sportsy Talk on WFMU. This is Freeform Radio, WFMU.
Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
That was Joe Hayward from the album Warm and Tender Soul. It's called Play a Cornbread Song for Me and My Baby.
I love cornbread because I'm from Ireland.
It's tasty. I haven't been able to make it as part of my cooking experiments. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Oh, okay, here's the headphones at work.
I'm Jim the Poet, still.
Still, but maybe not for long. We've got some exciting things coming up on the marathon shows next week.
It's going to be the greatest marathon of all time.
What is the deal with these headphones?
Do you have the wrong...
No, everything's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, everything's fine. Oh, now they're way too big for my huge Scandinavian head.
Your huge Scandinavian head?
I never knew I was Scandinavian.
And now you just throw it around?
I just found it. Yeah. Hey, Verk. All right, so we have a lot of things.
Verk? What did you say?
Verk. You know, like in The Producers, they have Inga, the maid.
Oh, I never saw that.
She goes, Verk.
I never saw that.
I think... Oh, God. I don't know what I
think. Is that good? Are you okay?
Yes.
What are you doing over there?
Our
number, it's a call-in program.
Oh, yeah, we have a new call-in number, actually.
It's 201-536-9368.
That's right, that's 201-KEN-WFMU.
Dial carefully.
Yeah.
And deliberately.
Do you have the little, you have everything set up so you can actually put them on the air?
Yeah, I think so.
The mic's in mono?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah?
So I get mono in Q.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I get mono and Q.
No, they're different.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right, we're good.
We'll
see. Call us. Talk to us about sports. We want to talk about some big news in Major League Baseball this past week. There was a new rule.
There is?
Yeah, there are new rules.
What?
Major League Baseball has new rules now.
What rule?
New rules. The Chase Utley rule that you can't, like, break the shortstop's leg or whatever.
Yeah, so guys sliding into second base trying to break up a double play can't destroy the shortstop?
Yeah. They can't. Not anymore.
Any longer? And what happens to them if they do?
I don't know.
They get tossed?
I guess.
And there's a they
the
make
guy's,
a double
the guy's
play?
Still got a broken leg. You know what? Ruben Tejada, I carried this clipping around for like 6 months, and then we never had a chance to talk about it, so I never did. But Ruben Tejada, after his leg was broken by Chase Utley.
Yep, in the National League champion.
Yes.
No, the...
Was it the...
It was like the division series, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, well... I think it was right before the World Series, though, because he didn't get a chance to go to the World Series and he would have otherwise.
And that was
sad. So it might have been the championship.
Well, they let him go. They just didn't let him play.
Yeah, he couldn't play. He had a broken leg. But he got an endorsement deal with a cane-making company. He had a cane that he had to use.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, and he had, like, an endorsement deal, and there was, like, an ad with him and stuff.
Like get a cane?
Yeah, like, when you get a cane, get the kind of cane that Ruben Tejada got when his leg got broken by evil Chase Utley.
I mean, the Mets fans are, on average, 60 years old. So the cane, it's a good cane market.
Both of our, like, mics are way up too high, I think.
Oh, you think that's too high?
Do you see those little dials? You see how they go?
No, that's not a dial.
Okay, you see the needles that are bouncing around?
Yeah, it should be in the red, bouncing around.
No, it shouldn't be in the red.
You always say that I don't have you up high enough, but I think you do.
I think this time you do, yeah. I got a new mic.
How are you feeling?
That's great. This
sounds
is a good,
good
mic. Yeah, I like this
You
mic.
Like this better?
I'm learning. See, now, remember last week when you didn't talk directly into the mic? You have to get directly into this mic.
Yeah, you really have to swallow the mic.
Like that?
Yeah, that's pretty much what
that's
we're looking
good?
For.
Okay.
Here on the radio.
So, yeah, so new rules from Major League Baseball.
No Don't more, hurt the second baseman
no
while you're...
breaking anybody's legs.
Well, he kind of... when he was sliding into second to try to break up a double play,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of didn't go for the base at all.
Yeah, no, he didn't go anywhere near the base. He just tried to break the
plowed
leg.
The guy over.
Yeah, you can't
and
do that anymore.
Broke the guy's leg for no reason in the world.
No more.
And I thought the Mets should have signed him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's still a free agent. They should have signed him, and then when he came in, he's like, hey, Chase Utley here. And they just beat the crap out of him
with bats.
They just signed him for one day, and they just beat the crap out of him, and that's it.
I like that.
And he has to
leave. Other new rule.
What's the other rule?
Major League Baseball.
You have to ride a horse in spring training.
I'm gonna marry him. I'm gonna.
Jonas Cespedes.
Cespedes. No, this is first. We're gonna finish the rules, and then we'll talk about my love for Jonas Cespedes.
Okay.
Second. Okay, but first. The other rule that they have is that when the manager goes out to the mound, 30 seconds max.
Oh, you got to put it on the clock?
Yeah, they're going to put it on the clock because usually, like, managers, when they're about to yank a pitcher, they go out and they have this extended conversation while the guy in the bullpen is warming up.
Yeah.
They won't let him do
well,
that
that's
anymore.
Like if you've seen the movie Bull Durham. You know that they can have some pretty heavy conversations out there on the mound.
I don't remember seeing it. I don't think I saw it.
They were trying to decide what
movie.
To buy for somebody's wedding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were like, candles is always a nice, you know, gift. Or
when Fernando Valenzuela,
yes.
Great big old pitcher for the Dodgers,
yep,
I believe,
great
right?
pitcher.
In the old days,
Fernando
right?
Mania.
He was amazing.
1981.
Yeah. Yep, 1980s, I knew it was. So when he didn't actually speak any English, and he had a catcher who didn't speak any Spanish, and the catcher would go out to the mound, and he said, you know, they'd seem to be having these conversations, they'd be nodding and stuff, and somebody said, how do you talk to him? And he said, I just say, cerveza, cerveza, over and over again, which is like the Spanish word for beer.
Beer.
And Fernando's like, yeah, beer.
Yeah, oh, boy, yeah, we get a beer?
Okay, beer.
What?
Beer.
Yeah, let's have a beer.
Sure, beer.
It's like the Red Sox pitchers with their chicken and beer a few years ago.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. I don't know about it.
Oh, they would get drunk in the dugout and eat fried chicken. That's like the Josh Beckett years.
You can get drunk in the dugout?
They were all drinking, in the clubhouse and during games when they weren't pitching.
Wait, but in the dugout you could get
drunk? Yeah, they would put it in like a bottle that, you know, was like, you know, it's one of those Poland Spring bottles, but then it would have Bud Light in it or something like that. So they got
that
in trouble.
That would just look like bottles of pee, though.
Yeah, it did.
But why
and that's
you,
what it tastes
but,
like, too,
but,
actually.
Yeah, but
if you've
so
ever
then
had
when,
Bud Light.
When you're drinking it, then, like, you know, I don't know.
I'm telling you, that's why we keep coming in last place. World Series victory, last place.
We.
Yeah, it's
you.
Not
me.
Grew up as a...
Yeah.
I think you should try 1 year as a Red Sox fan.
No.
I'll try 1 year as a Yankees fan.
No, I won't do it.
I would do it.
I don't. You know, the Red Sox, they don't... I understand that they would have fans. The Patriots, I don't understand that.
Because
the Patriots
don't approve of cheating?
No, they're just the
embodiment. It's like people who vote for Donald Trump. It's just pure nihilism. It's,
jeez.
It's just like, I want the world to burn. No, when I was a kid, the Patriots were terrible. Now they win all the time. I'm not going to get like all bogged down in why they're winning. I mean, you know.
They're winning.
Cheating or whatever. I don't care.
Well,
whatever.
Don't
whatever you got to do, man.
So it doesn't matter to me.
I mean, I don't care about the rules of football. They don't even... You can't even print out the rule book of football. There's no... Like, no one even knows what the rules are of football.
I know, yeah. Even
they just
the refs.
Make them up.
Nobody knows. What's a catch? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Give the number again so people can call us. I don't understand why we're not...
201-536-9368. That's 201-536-9368. Please dial carefully. Aroldis Chapman has accepted a 30-game suspension. 33-0. That's 1 month of the season.
What do you mean he accepted it? You mean they like said, oh, hey, how would you like a 30-game suspension?
MLB suggested a 30-game suspension, and he could have. Well, they said, like, we're going to suspend you 30 games. And he could have said, well, here's some news. The Players Association and you can work it out in court.
Uh-huh.
And instead of, like, challenging it, he's like, I'm just going to accept it. 30 games for whatever he had some sort of altercation with his girlfriend or
beat
something
up
like
his
that.
Girlfriend, right?
Was it?
Domestic
I don't know.
Violence.
But he didn't go to jail, and he's not in trouble with the law. It was just sort of like they have a rule now.
That you can't beat up your girlfriend?
You can't beat up your girlfriend in Major League Baseball anymore.
Hmm. What if you're gay? Can you beat up your boyfriend?
I don't think so. Hmm. No. I don't know.
That would be an interesting case.
I don't know why it would be interesting.
Because nobody is like...
First you'd have to come out as gay.
Well, nobody's out, yeah.
Well, there was that Blake Griffin. Remember, he's the basketball player, and he punched the trainer.
Yeah.
What was that about?
I don't know.
And then he broke his hand punching the trainer, and then
Lovers.
He was out for like 6 months. Yeah, well, that's
Lovers
what I'm saying.
Spat.
Well, I'm not saying you know.
I'm not
know.
Saying that.
I'm not saying he's not though. You know what I'm saying? It's
we
one
don't.
Of those Trump things.
We don't know.
I'm not saying he is, and I'm not saying he's not. Just putting the insinuation out there.
My earpiece isn't working, and I can respond.
He responded pretty
detail.
Good for a guy who had a bad
yeah,
earpiece.
Yeah, he was saying, David Duke, why? I don't know who David Duke is. And how could he even hear the name if his earpiece
yeah,
wasn't
he
working?
Yeah, he heard a lot of things on that bad earpiece, Mr.
Yeah,
Trump. Mr. Trump's got a big victory coming tonight. Mrs. Clinton, big victory. So, you know, hold on to your hats. It's going to be a great democracy pretty soon. Yay, democracy!
Well, at least Trump hasn't killed anybody.
That we know of.
Well, I mean, Hillary Clinton's out killing Vince Foster, but who has Donald Trump killed? I don't think he's killed anyone.
JonBenet Ramsey, I think is
who he killed. Oh, yeah, that's right, I forgot. He did. He killed JonBenet Ramsey. He did. I forgot.
Everybody forgets that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying he did kill JonBenet Ramsey, but it's possible. Like,
it's possible.
Ted Cruz is possibly the Zodiac Killer.
We should ask him. Yeah, Ted Cruz is... they did it. Somebody reputable did
a poll
in Florida, which, is a state that's full of strange and wonderful things. And they did a poll, and at the end of the poll about, would you vote for this person? Would you vote for that person? Who do you think will win the election? And then as the final question, they said, do you think Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer? And 40% of the people said yes.
40% said yes, it's possible he's the Zodiac Killer.
It's possible.
The Zodiac Killer, the last time the Zodiac Killer killed was 2 years before Ted Cruz's birth. Ted Cruz was born in Calgary.
But he's Canadian.
But there was one of his first victims.
The Zodiac Killer was out in Canada. California, right? California.
Mm-hmm. Like the San Francisco Bay area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
is it possible that Ted Cruz is?
Well, his first victims were named Cal and Gary. So that's where they make the connection.
Oh, I see.
And also, he has the same squirrely looks as the... if you've ever seen Ted Cruz, a picture of Ted Cruz,
he's got
one of them squirrely. He's got those dark eyes and a long nose, and he kind of looks like a weasel. You know what I'm saying? And he kind of looks like
the Zodiac Killer looked like a weasel. I don't think anybody knew what the Zodiac Killer looked like.
Yeah, they had some drawings, I think.
Oh.
They have a picture of a guy who was hanging around. Maybe he was the Zodiac Killer. If you are the Zodiac Killer, please call 201-536-9368. We'd love to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not the Zodiac Killer.
Or if you're Ted Cruz, you could call us.
I don't
talk sports.
No, he's going to lose tonight. If Ted Cruz loses Texas, then we won't have one less Zodiac Killer weasel to deal
with.
That's right. It'll just be Marco Rubio, human haircut, and Donald Trump, human toupee.
Yeah.
Killer Clinton. Mrs. Clinton. Well, she's willing to kill for what she believes in, and I can respect that.
That's great.
I think she'll be
a terrific commander-in-chief.
Yeah, she's like, this is how you want to kill somebody.
Killing people with their bare hands. We had a poll on the Sportsy Talk Twitter, at Sportsy Talk, follow us, and we asked, because there's a thing in the news this week about, is Katy Perry actually JonBenet Ramsey? JonBenet Ramsey's really Katy Perry,
Yeah.
And so we asked on our poll, who is the real JonBenet Ramsey, Jim the Poet or Bronwyn C?
Well, how many votes did I get?
You got 40% of the vote.
40%?
It's the same 40% of people in Florida who think Ted Cruz is a Zodiac Killer think that you are JonBenet Ramsey.
Wow.
Those are some credible people right there. And
it's good to know that I have people
you ranked
on my side.
Up there? I got 60%.
I believe that.
So more people think that
those are the only two choices, right?
Yeah, those were the only two choices.
Katy Perry wasn't a choice?
No. I could have put, who could I put? Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz could be JonBenet Ramsey, as far as we know.
It's the world we live in.
It is.
So 1 month without Aroldis Chapman coming out of the Yankees dugout.
Okay. Well, that was going to be the amazing.
Andrew Miller.
Is he suspended for like games, or is he suspended for like spring training games?
Oh no, I think you go to spring training games and you're cool.
Yeah.
It's just that after that you have to
when the season starts
you have to make yourself scarce.
Okay.
I don't think you can hang around Yankee Stadium. You can't go on road trips. Like it's not like you're like waiting at the hotel or anything. I don't think.
Okay.
You're just kind of like.
But he's
at home watching.
But it's
the games.
Like there are actual games that he's suspended from. It's not he's suspended from like you're suspended for spring training and then you can
no that would and, that would be a light sentence.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
You can't play 30 games that mean nothing.
So why do you think he accepted the suspension?
Because I think if he had gone up against Major League Baseball, they would have made it even worse.
Oh yeah, probably.
And so this is the first time that they've suspended somebody due to domestic violence.
Violence.
Mm-hmm. So I think he was just like, hey, I'm just going to take my punishment and come back in a month and, then be awesome. Because he throws like 107 miles an hour. I mean, he's just going to blow people
away.
What
if he comes back and he can't throw anymore? What if he kept his arm in shape by slugging people in the face?
He's just eating Cheetos with mayonnaise on him or something like that during the game. He comes back, he's just this giant person.
And he can't throw.
Like, oh!
So,
give me the ball.
Other funny named baseball player news. Yoenis Cespedes.
Yoenis Cespedes.
I love him. I went to marry him.
He was riding, last week he had Batmobile looking three wheel.
He had six cars, six
it
different
was
cars.
Six different cars?
Yeah.
He had a Lamborghini at one point.
He had
point.
A different Alfa Romeo.
Yeah.
A Ford something that
just
I don't
know
what
just for showing up
at
Mets camp.
Yeah.
This isn't like tooling around. Okay, this is Port St. Lucie.
He's a Mets player. And he showed up the first day of spring training in one of those three-wheel motorcycle funny
spiders.
Things. Spiders, yeah. And then he had a big fancy tricked out $8,000 custom job on his Ford pickup. And then he had a Lamborghini. And then he had an Alfa Romeo. And then he showed up on a Jeep Wrangler.
Nice.
And then, and these cars are all like custom.
Yeah, they're all
tricked
out, right?
The guy who customizes them for him charges usually around $8,000 to $10,000 per job. So all these cars are expensive to start with.
They have like machine guns that come out and stuff like that, or like flames.
Flames, yeah.
They have oil slick. So you can get rid of guys behind you.
Oh, and the tacks that come out.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
So that the tires.
I think Inspector Gadget had that car.
Yeah, they have that. And then the sixth day, he showed up with another one of those three-wheel motorcycles, but it was a different one. So he had six different cars. So today he came in for the first day of spring training of this week, and everybody's like, oh, what kind of car is he going to have today?
What kind of car will he
have? He came in on a horse. It was yesterday, actually. It was Monday. He dressed up like a cowboy.
Yeah, he and Noah Syndergaard,
pitcher
for the Mets.
Yeah, but Noah Syndergaard wasn't like dressed up like a cowboy.
No, I don't think he knew that he was going to be riding a horse that day. I think that was a shock.
He rode pretty well, though.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think, but then Terry Collins, manager of the Mets, has put a kibosh on the fun and games.
Well, he's still fun. I mean, it's awesome seeing what he's going to show up with next.
Well, I think he's just playing to the media. He's just having a little fun with the media, showing them that he's got Lamborghinis and tricked out cars and horses.
He said somebody asked him about it, and he said, you know, when he defected from Cuba, he came to the U.S. and he thought, you know, this is the land where you can have anything, right?
Clearly. Yeah.
And so, you know, and then he got his millions of dollars worth of baseball contracts and he could have anything. So now he's having anything. Why shouldn't he?
He has a giant contract and he's only...
He's fine.
He's doing quite well for himself.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if he got some hits in the World Series. But, I mean, I'm not going to nitpick.
No, I'm not going
to get all, I mean, it would be nice if he could field...
Or, produce in some way, but I mean, why not?
But he's a totally amusing person, otherwise.
Apparently.
But Terry Collins thinks the Mets have to focus on baseball.
Give up.
I mean, at this point.
It's the Mets.
Has focusing on baseball really got the Mets any place over the years?
No. The Mets. Forget it. Ken from Hyde Park is thanking us for the foam finger that we sent him.
Did we send him?
We sent it. Yeah.
I vaguely remember doing that.
No, you weren't here. I did it.
No, we put it in a box, didn't we? We were both here.
No, I put it. I had it in an envelope, and
who did we leave over there?
Were you here for that?
Yeah.
No, all right.
I'm generally here.
Yeah.
I'm always here. It's the most exciting day in the...
Here and yet not here.
It's the most exciting day in the NFL offseason.
Oh, your mic.
What happened to my mic? Everything's fine.
She likes
turning me down.
It should balance.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just louder.
I'm
shouting.
Okay, you're louder. That's why you have to put your mic down.
Oh, I don't know. I think she has me too quiet. They've slapped the franchise tag on Kirk Cousins.
What does that mean?
They can underpay him for being a good football player.
That's what I don't understand. It's like, okay, we're making you the franchise player.
They can name one player a year that you're the franchise player.
You're really good.
But we don't want to give you a big contract.
Yeah, so, I mean, what good does it do to, I mean, how can they do that? It's like saying, oh, hey, you're number one. Here's a special ribbon that says you're the best, and now we're not going to pay you? I mean, I don't get that.
Well, I think it might have been. The Washington Redskins might be a fluke of some kind that Kirk Cousins had a good year. Are you turning me down again?
Yeah.
Why are you turning me?
Look at that.
What?
Okay, see that needle?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be up in the red. Now
You're not supposed to be in the red.
I feel like Marco Rubio.
You're
erasing me.
You're not supposed to be in the red.
You're supposed to go toward the red a little bit.
But if you're in the red, you're overmodulating.
Do I sound overmodulating?
Yes.
I thought I sound pretty good.
People on the comments board always say that you're way too loud.
That's because I'm yelling.
Whenever you run the board.
I'm always yelling.
That's why I have to walk over and turn it down.
Yelling.
Crazy pants.
I'm brought to you by DJ cat in Chicago.
This overmodulation.
For at least a couple more weeks.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I think the adoption board is up now.
Oh, is it up now?
I think so.
Can people give us money now?
I guess, yeah.
Or if you want to give us money now. Ahead.
Yeah, save up your pennies.
Adopt us.
One of us, or the other of us.
Discipline. Radio. I need radio discipline.
Good Lord. Yeah. I think I want to change my picture on the adoption board.
You do?
Yeah, I look like a blow-up doll, and I don't think that's
good. What picture did I use?
You used the one of you in the bunny suit.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is a good one, yeah.
That's a good angle. Getting a little tubby. It's been quite a winter.
The pink bunny suit.
Yale University.
Uh-huh.
Second best university in the United States. Well, third best, maybe. I don't know. Princeton, Harvard, Stanford, Yale. It's a safety school. Yes. They won the Potter Cup, the national championship for squash.
Oh, wow.
But there was a squash fight. It was
squash
an almost,
fight.
There was a squash fight.
I know. That was when you told me that, I was so excited.
You got excited.
I thought, a squash fight. I've never seen one of those.
We watched the video, and it was just the guy giving the other guy the middle finger.
And the other guy kind of pushes him.
And it was a push. But they're like 140-pound guys.
Yeah, but I mean, why can't they fight?
A push is like, that's like a headlock practically.
Why can't they fight?
Well, I think it's against the rules.
Oh.
How many sports are there that you would say fighting is okay in?
None. Actually, that's why I'm not watching them.
Zero is what you're saying.
Okay, right, yes.
So hockey, no fighting in hockey.
No, there shouldn't be fighting.
What about fighting in boxing? Is boxing fighting okay?
Boxing is fighting, so there's that.
MMA.
Is fighting, yes.
Badminton.
Is there fighting in badminton?
Those get heated.
They don't fight.
It gets on when they're dumping games on purpose.
Oh yeah, well that was years ago. Yeah, that was bad.
Dumping games.
Yeah, that was when there was the one match where there were two teams both trying to dump the game. It just was pathetic.
It made no sense, and then they disqualified both teams.
Yeah, that is what
that's coming up, and we're hoping.
Oh, but that's the Olympics, is what we're talking
about. I still
have
a plan to get actual Olympians on our show.
Okay.
But
keep talking that way.
I want to make sure that they're actual Olympians before I get them on the show.
You do want to make sure that they're actual Olympians, and you also want to make sure that it's after the marathon, because we got a lot of
crazy marathon things coming up.
Yeah, next week and the week after.
So
after that.
Stay tuned.
Yep.
And, you know, help us with money.
You know what the Yankees are doing that's vile?
Tell me. Oh, their ticket prices?
Yeah, the StubHub, right? They're trying to stop StubHub from reselling fans tickets, because often people buy like season tickets and then they have an individual game they can't go to, so they put the tickets up on StubHub. I mean, when you buy a package, you get a deal, right? So they can sell, the fans can sell the tickets for less than what the seats normally go for an individual game, and still not lose money because they didn't pay the full price for that one game, right?
Okay.
And so the Yankees are upset because the poors are buying tickets on StubHub, and then the poors go in and sit in the rich section, and they dismay the rich people. They don't want to have to sit next to those classless vulgarians.
Well, if you ever watch a Yankees game on the YES Network, especially,
which I don't have, but yes,
those or you know whatever it is, channel, you know, picks or something
some
like
channel,
that.
Yeah.
Most of the time, behind the backstop, behind where the catcher is.
Yeah.
Is like empty seats, and those are like $8,000 seats or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Nobody wants to sit there. That's crazy.
And I mean, like it's April, you know, it's cold, and the Yankees are kind of whatever. There's no Jeter. There's no Mariano Rivera. There's no, you know, it's not very exciting. Mm. You watch an A-Rod kind of just, you know, squeeze his buttocks or whatever.
I don't know if I'd watch that.
I would watch that show.
Oh, jeez.
He's a centaur.
No.
Of power. But it's he should be able to get rid of those seats.
You know, he goes to swinger clubs, you know.
Yeah, I believe that.
He does.
He's rich and he's still pretty fit.
Yeah,
I mean, he's like 40, but he's like...
Yeah.
I say this as a fat man. He is fit. I mean, that dude is, you know, ripped.
Okay, well, he's a professional athlete,
he's
of course.
He just drips, you know, honey and...
He doesn't drip
perspiration.
Honey. No, that's not the same thing.
Glistening.
Yeah, he's glistening, okay.
Glistening pecs of massive power.
Jesus. His abs.
You know what I'm saying?
His shiny, shiny abs.
Feel me on this?
Yeah. No. I don't want to feel anything on that. Go ahead. What?
What?
Go ahead. Yes. What were we talking about?
I don't know. I can't
remember.
About all I can think about is...
Talking about Alex Rodriguez.
A-Rod's pecs.
God.
A-Rod's pecs.
They're also the city of New York is trying to ban chewing tobacco from all sports venues in the city.
Really?
Yeah, so the baseball players won't be able to chew tobacco anymore.
Chewing tobacco is terrible.
It is terrible. It's horrible thing. It's going to give you tongue cancer.
I mean, you might as well just smoke, because smoking only gives you lung cancer and stuff like that. But they actually, like they have to take off your bottom,
tongue,
like
the bottom of your jaw and stuff.
It's really,
stuff.
Really
yeah, it's
bad
nasty,
for you.
Nasty, nasty.
So
yeah, don't do that.
That's terrible. And
so they're going to ban it.
You know, just sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
Honestly, no one ever got sunflower seed cancer
that we know of.
That I've ever heard of. I mean, it's possible that has that actually has happened. Hello, caller, you're on the air. It's a Sportsy Talk.
Hi, it's Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, listener Jen, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Are you calling about the Yankees?
No.
What?
I'm calling for a sportsy plug.
Okay.
If I can. I will be on a panel at South by Southwest.
What?
Oh, are you kidding?
No.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
For MLS.
That's the Major League Soccer.
Yeah.
They have a panel. They have a panel at this year's.
Yeah, yeah. It's like their third year in a row.
Holy moly!
It's called Understanding Supporter Culture.
Okay.
And so that's next Friday, March 11th.
So if you're you're in Austin at South by Southwest, what's the venue? Do you know?
It is. The Four Seasons.
Oh, the Four Seasons.
Four Seasons.
Okay, so
Austin.
There's an MLS panel called Supporter Culture?
Understanding
Supporter Culture.
Right.
And listener Jen is going to be a panelist there.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic.
I assume you're talking about Red Bull and Red Bull Out and your experience with those things?
No, it'll be about my club, not the Red Bull Out thing. I mean, it may come up, but...
What's your club? Who's your club?
The Empire Supporters Club.
Oh, okay. So it's what you guys do to get up for the games?
Right, right.
And you want to share any of that with us, or you want to keep us in suspense until the
actual... I honestly have no idea what they're going to be asking us. I have no clue. So
that's wonderful, though. That's really cool that you're doing that. Yay, our listeners are the best.
Do you know who else is on the panel?
Yeah, there's somebody from Kansas City.
A Sporting Kansas
Philly.
City, yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Philly.
Cool.
I like Philly because the Philadelphia Union, they're brought to you by that Bimbo company that's actually like one of the biggest companies in South America making,
But it's called Bimbo?
Bimbo.
Yeah.
And they have like a cool bear.
Oh, Bimbo Bear.
The Bimbo Bear.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, have a great time at the panel. I hope it's well attended.
Thanks for letting us know about it, and good luck. That sounds like a great thing to do. Yay.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Listener Jen.
Thanks for the call, listener Jen.
Other listeners.
Have you
can't
ever been
top
to the
that.
South by Southwest?
No, I never have. But, people from FMU go down every year.
I know. I was supposed to sit on the board one time, and I think I screwed it up.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I think
you
I got in trouble.
You couldn't get into the station, right?
I didn't have a key. I don't remember what my excuse was.
No, you didn't have a key one time. I remember that.
I couldn't get in because I didn't have a key.
Mm-hmm.
That was my excuse.
No, that was true.
That was also true, thankfully. In the soccer news... I'm very excited because I picked a team out of thin air like 7 or 8 years ago to follow in the Barclays Premier League.
Yes.
And that team is called Tottenham Hotspur.
Yes.
They haven't won a championship since 1961.
Are they close to?
They are in second place.
Woo!
And the
behind Leicester?
Leicester City drew today. That's a tie in America.
Yeah.
And therefore, they're only up by 2 points on. So you get 3 points for a win, 1 point for a tie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so Tottenham's right in it. And they're above the Arsenal by 3 points.
Great. Well, now that I've found out that I'm not Irish, I have to reconsider my whole, soccer.
What was your Irish team before?
I was supporting in the Scottish League.
So who were you? Were you supporting Celtic?
Yes.
And now, but that's Scottish Celtic.
Yeah.
So who are you gonna go for now?
No, I don't know.
It used to be that Celtic and the Rangers were good.
Well, I mean, I could go for Swansea City because that's
the Swans.
Yeah, that's Welsh.
That's who. That's.
I know.
The,
I'm still Welsh. I'm still Welsh, partly.
Are you sure?
Yeah. We got the DNA done. I'm part Welsh and part Scandinavian.
They didn't mix
up
your DNA with somebody else,
Geez, I hope not.
Like the OJ trial.
Yeah, maybe.
They somehow framed you for...
They framed me for being
Scandinavian.
They framed
you for JonBenet's murder?
I did. I murdered her.
The NFL Combine has been going on. You watch any of that?
No. How could I watch it? Is it on broadcast TV?
It is on the NFL Network, and it's one of the most boring programs.
Yeah, it sounds horrible. We have to explain to our listeners who are not very sportsy maybe what the Combine is.
The Combine is they take all the guys who want to get into the NFL draft.
Usually like college players.
And make them jump and, you know, like run mm-hmm. and block and throw balls.
Yeah.
And there was one guy who was running and his...
Jones.
His junk fell out.
Yeah, he was running the 40. And his name is Jones, and his Jones fell out.
His deal fell out.
Yeah, of his shorts.
I think Johnson is what his...
Don't people wear, like, underwear? Don't men wear underwear, like, under those little shorts when they run?
Yeah, I mean, I would... That's never been a problem for me.
But I watched that over and over again.
His deal came out.
I tried to do the freeze frame so I could see it.
And then he fell, and it kind of slid on it for a while.
Yeah, we fell on it because I think he tried to cover it up. You know, he was trying to, like, just fall down so that it wouldn't be obvious that it was there.
Yeah, I mean, you get a redo on that, right?
Yeah.
They let you run again when your penis falls out?
Yeah, but, I mean, then it's all torn up from being slid on the gravel and
stuff.
Yeah,
we've all been there.
I don't think that would... I think it would be hard to run.
It happens more often than you think.
I think it would be hard to run that way.
Scraping your penis against gravel. That happens more often than you think.
Never happened to me.
Really?
Not yet.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while for me. To be honest with you.
But anyway, so he had a little accident.
So they've been having, you know, my friend Rodney. Rodney is incredibly interested. He takes a vacation during the NFL Combine and watches every moment of it.
Why?
In his East Village apartment.
Why?
I don't know. He just
loves
it.
That's nuts. Why would you like that?
West Village apartment. I don't know. He loves it. He loves it.
Why?
He loves watching men run.
But
maybe.
I don't know. That's kind of like, they're not, I mean...
He knows more about, for a guy who knows nothing about football, he knows a lot about football. And he likes watching the kids run. I don't know.
But the scouts are watching these guys run, and they ask him dopey questions and stuff.
Yeah, they ask you, you know.
Did you see what, there was some, Austin Lane, right? He's a former NFL player.
How's he doing?
He's fine, but they asked him, when he was in the combine, he was telling them, like, the kind of questions he got asked. A scout actually asked him, if you could kill someone and not get caught, would you?
Yeah, clearly.
And I'm thinking that must be like the question they asked Aaron Hernandez, right?
He
said, hey, not only would
there.
I, but I've been there. Check, already done that.
I've killed people just to cover up my murders.
I know, right? But isn't that a weird question he was saying?
No,
like,
if you've ever, when's the last time you applied for a job at like Best
Nobody
Buy or something
like that?
No, they do. They're like, is it wrong to kill or is it just wrong to be caught for killing? And you're like,
well, they asked Hillary Clinton if she ever lied, right? That was an excellent answer.
Answer was, I don't think so. And if I did, I never would or something like that. It was like, that is a terrible answer.
I didn't mean to.
That is a liar's answer.
Yeah. Pretty bad. So she wouldn't get a job at Best Buy then?
No. But she's overqualified for that job.
But I think...
She would be a good greeter at like
yeah,
a...
Yeah, she could do that. Walmart.
I met her, you know, years and years ago.
You did?
For like a second.
You met her?
Yeah, we did an event with her at one of my bookstores.
Exciting.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Yeah.
And this is the first time she was going to run for president back in the day.
She wearing a pantsuit?
Yeah, that's all she wears. That's her deal. She's never hanging out in the yoga pants or anything like that. You know, she's like wearing a pantsuit all the time. That's her thing.
All right.
And I don't know. She seems like a, you know, person.
Okay.
But anytime you meet I've met John McCain, Bob Dole, Hillary Clinton. They all just seem great. You're like, oh my God. Like Bob Dole's like the nicest guy in the world. It was really funny. Like John McCain is like. Smart, knows a lot about books, funny guy, real nice. And then you see him on TV, you know, with the Sarah Palin, you're like, well, that guy, what's going on? What kind of terrible nonsense is happening?
Who told him
what
that was a good
if
idea?
If you ever saw Bob Dole on TV, he looked like a half-dead member of the Munsters family or something like that. And then in person, he's tan, he's rested, he's ready, he's doing great, everything's fine, he's like having a great life.
That's odd.
Hillary always looks kind of like grumpy cat all the time.
Yeah, she does.
I have that too. I have resting bitch face.
You do?
Yeah,
I do. Let me see your face. No, you don't. You're smiling.
I'm only smiling when I'm on the radio.
Oh.
When I'm at my
crappy
job.
We're happy here.
Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame coach of the San Antonio Spurs of the NBA Basketball League. He said, and I was going to ask you this anyway, and it was funny that he brought it up, because someone said, well...
are you JonBenet? And he said, no.
He is not JonBenet, as far as we can tell.
Okay.
if you're going to have a three-point line in the NBA, you might as well have a five-point line. This comes up because Stephen Curry, reigning MVP, greatest shooter any of us have ever seen.
Yep.
He just takes shots in the middle of the court sometimes.
So they go in.
They just go in. He's one of those gym rat type guys. He's not very tall, but he's somehow, every jump shot he's ever taken has gone in.
Right.
And so he was dribbling. It was like an overtime game against the Oklahoma City the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls up, and it's like from 45 feet away or something like
that. And he makes it.
And he sinks it like it's a swish.
So they think they should give him five
that
points?
That should be more points, I think.
All right. And what did Popovich say?
He said that was his idea. That you might as well have a five. He says,
well,
that Curry guy will kill us. But, I mean, other than that, like, you might as well have. And if you're down, you know, it would make games more interesting at the end because dudes would be lobbing it from half court or whatever trying to get the five-point play. I think there should be a moving, like a little spotlight that moves around. If you're in the spotlight when it shoots,
you get four points or something like that. That's a good idea.
And 5 points should just be like a half-court shot or something like that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You like that?
Just have like, yeah, they should
would that
just
make
have
you
like,
watch the NBA?
No. Maybe.
Maybe.
The spotlight might.
The spotlight
Yeah, because the other thing is, I mean, I've gone to Knicks games, right?
Yeah.
A couple of times.
Yeah, it's, not, I mean, it's a nice experience.
I don't know. They just run. I mean, it was a long time ago when they were good, kind of. Before they were losing all the time.
Well, they lose now, but it's still kind of cool to go to the game.
Yeah, I guess it's good to go to the game. But they just run back and forth, and run back and forth, run
yeah,
back and forth.
Yeah, that's the whole game.
I know, and then it doesn't get, like, really exciting until, like, the last...
The end, yeah.
The end, when they're, like, if it's a close game, where, like, they're shooting back and forth and doing crazy stuff and fouling people and going out of bounds and, you know, doing things like that. That's sort of interesting.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you had a chance at a five-point play...
Yeah, that might be interesting.
Could make a big comeback. Because some of those games are blowouts, and they got the guys on the bench or whatever.
Yeah, they can't do anything.
You just had somebody hoisting it from half court.
Yeah, but then guys would
right
be
back
out,
in
like
the game.
Guys would be out like just heaving it from half court all the time.
Whatever
right?
it takes.
I mean, yeah, but what if they miss? I mean, it's stupid.
If they miss and somebody gets the rebound and you know dunks it or something.
I don't know. Maybe.
You don't think it's a good plan?
I don't know. I mean, if everybody played like Stephen Curry, yeah. Maybe.
Well, I think they will from now on.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, they're just going to be shooting from wherever.
Yeah, but not everybody can do that.
Around the back. Well, he's
how
a great
pass. How interesting is it going to be to watch somebody that doesn't know what they're doing do that? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean.
Danny D on the comments board asks, when you met Bob Dole, did he do the third person thing?
I never heard him do that, no. He does the thing because you naturally go to shake a man's right hand, and then you forget that he's holding a pen in it.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a right hand.
No, it's just...
It's not a fake arm.
It's not a fake arm. He's got a pen in his hand because his hand... He can't open his hand because
he
got shrapnel in it or something like that.
He has a fake arm.
So he kind of gives you like... the left hand, like, overhand shake. But I didn't hear him do Bob Dole this. No, he's just like a very nice, incredibly nice guy.
He's
like
from Kansas.
Like a ray of sunshine.
He's from Kansas.
I remember he married that lady, and they were gonna be the next Clintons, and then that never happened. He fell off the stage. I think that was the beginning of the end of his presidential campaign.
I don't remember.
He was at a thing, and he's like, hey, how's it going? I'm Bob Dole. I'm like 70 years old. And he fell off the stage, and it was like, oh, my God.
Libby Dole, right?
Libby. Is that her name?
Yeah,
Libby?
I think so.
Yeah, what happened to her?
I don't know.
She ran for president for a couple of weeks.
I'd vote for her.
She was pretty cool. But then she went away.
Rough.
It's rough out there for a presidential candidate. The University of Minnesota Golden Gophers basketball team has suspended three of their players for posting on their social media things.
Yes.
Videos of a threesome.
Ooh. Now, among the three of them?
Two guy players and the lady who was not on the team.
But the three players got...
I don't know if it was the guy holding the video camera who also got in trouble.
Oh,
I have no idea.
Oh. Hmm.
But that seems a little wrong.
Why would you put that up on social media?
If you ever had a threesome with anybody? It's a harrowing experience.
Like, let me think if my husband's like listening or not at this point, because I think he's probably out playing guitar somewhere. Yes, is the answer. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's a weird experience most of the time.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. It's incredibly depressing. It's incredibly depressing. Most of the time.
Yeah.
It's incredibly depressing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wow, I guess I'm glad I did that because I can tell somebody I did that one time. Mm. But otherwise, yeah, it was a totally depressing event that just made them, it was just filled with sadness. My parents listen to the show, so hello, parents.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hey, Mom. How's it going? But I don't think you should get suspended for that.
I don't. Well, did the girl, you know, consent to having the video put up? Is she identifiable?
I didn't read that far down.
Yeah,
I
know,
have
so
no
you
idea.
Don't read far enough. You don't know.
No, I just thought the idea.
Did you hear what Gronk did on the Patriots cruise?
On the Patriots cruise?
The Gronk party boat cruise. Did you hear about that?
No. How's the Gronk doing?
Okay, here's the thing. Here's the difference. Okay, we're going to play compare and contrast cruise ships now.
Yeah.
Okay, so Pittsburgh Legends Cruise, which featured former members of the Pittsburgh Steelers and a Pittsburgh Pirate and a Pittsburgh Penguin. Those are the hockey guys.
You don't
right?
have any specifics?
I do. Okay, but they were off on their cruise, right, in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
And the ship stopped and they rescued 16 refugees on a homemade raft.
16 refugees on a homemade raft?
In the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, the ship stopped and the Steelers and the Legends, and they all went down and rescued the refugees and brought them up onto the cruise ship and rescued them and brought them back to wherever they went
from. Wow.
Okay, so that's cool, right? Okay,
yeah.
Meanwhile...
Yeah. On
the Patriots.
Same raft. Yeah, okay.
The Patriots
yeah.
have a cruise from Boston to Miami to the Bahamas and back on a boat ship called the Norwegian Pearl, right?
Yep.
But Gronkowski dubbed it the Gronk Party Boat. And apparently at one point he offered a couple $10,000 cash right now if you do it in front of everybody.
And $10,000 he had on him?
Yeah, cash right now if you he didn't say do it, but what he said and I don't know if they did or not, but I mean he's like right in front of everybody. It got like really like debauched.
It was a debauchery. Time.
Yes, it was a debauched time. So that's your difference between, you know,
is the Pittsburgh
the good,
ones are saving
upright,
everybody.
Excellent Pittsburgh Steelers out there saving people in the Gulf of Mexico and Gronk like
being inappropriate.
Being inappropriate.
Gronkly.
Being gronkly all over the place. It was just like a drunken hellhole cruise.
I'd rather go on the drunken hellhole cruise than the let's save everybody cruise.
Well, you were just saying you didn't like threesomes, so I mean, you know.
I don't.
Well, see. I think that's probably good that your parents know that you don't like those things.
Well, they're on vacation.
Oh, they're on vacation.
So maybe they won't.
They're on the
this.
Pittsburgh cruise or the
my
Gronk
little brother
party
might
boat,
listen.
Which...
My little brother listens to the show the next day.
Okay.
So maybe he could warn my parents.
Yeah, tell them not to listen to this.
Yeah, say hey, this is not the episode you want to hear.
No, you don't want to hear that.
I wrote a thing for GQ one time, and I was like, yeah. You can't. I want you to know that I'm going to be in GQ, but I don't want you to buy or read it.
What was it about?
It was about faking orgasms for men.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a good piece.
Do you do that?
Sure. I mean, when GQ calls and asks you if you've done something and would you write about it for them, you're like,
yeah,
I'll
sure.
go do it right now.
Yeah, of course.
Whatever
I
you
will.
Want, man.
Yeah, right?
That was like a lot of money.
I can understand that.
In a tennis exhibition match at the Brazil Open,
yeah,
they used dogs as the ball.
Oh, yeah, shelter dogs.
That's fantastic, right?
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, they couldn't control the dogs. The dogs were all over the place.
The dogs didn't give the balls back or anything, right?
No, they took the ball and that was
it. Of course.
See you later. But don't you think that should happen in more? I mean, the kids doing it, they're kind of okay.
Cute. Yeah, I read about that, too, and it was shelter dogs, which was also nice.
Yeah,
they didn't, you know, it wasn't
I mean, they
like,
kill the dogs after the thing.
Yeah, of course they did, because nobody adopted them. But,
nobody.
You know.
If you don't adopt the dogs, they die.
Yeah.
So that's a bummer. Or they give the dogs the Zika virus.
Yeah, everybody has the Zika virus now.
Everyone has it?
Yeah, everybody.
Do we have it and not know?
We have it in New Jersey.
We do?
It's happening, yeah.
Does Chris Christie have somebody in a tent outside the Newark airport?
Like he did for Ebola.
The Ebola lady?
Yeah, the Ebola lady.
She's suing, by the way. We're going to pay a lot of money for that.
Oh, jeez.
That's a lot of tax dollars for that.
Chris Christie. He endorsed Trump now.
He endorsed Trump.
He wants to be Attorney General. You know?
Can you imagine him being the Attorney General, how many traffic jams we'd have around this country?
I know. He'd shut down every bridge in the
Bridges
country.
Bridges be shut down everywhere. I can't wait for that.
That'll be good.
What else we got?
Give the phone number again. Invite
201-536-9368. Have you been in a threesome?
Are you currently in a threesome right now? Are you appearing in any panels?
201-536-9368. I'm reading my poetry this Saturday, someplace in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Called Burles.
Burles.
Which I thought was funny.
Well, no one knows my last name is Burley.
Oh, you're right.
Or people mostly call me Burl.
Mm-hmm. I did.
You did.
But
I don't own that.
I
don't own that bookshop. I did for a long time. When people just, that's fine. It's close enough.
Why don't you just tell me?
It's close enough. What difference does it make?
Embarrassed.
I don't know. It's a totally acceptable pronunciation of my last name.
I'm a big fan of yours, and then I'm mispronouncing
your name. But I mispronounced your first name. It's Bronwyn.
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 No, it's not. No emphasis on the last syllable. First syllable. Bronwyn.
Bronwyn.
Yeah, there you go.
Bronwyn. I was, I'm not going to be appearing at the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia this year.
Oh, don't tell people that.
Oh, I won't.
Hey,
somebody's
calling. Answer the phone.
Who
quick.
Is?
I don't know.
Hello,
answer.
Caller,
you have
on
to
the
hit
air.
It twice. You have to hit it twice.
I have to hit it twice?
There. Okay, now. Yeah.
You sure?
Put it up. Yes, put
Hello,
it up.
Hello, caller, you're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Hello. Well, you say the combine is boring.
Yes.
Who's this?
This is
right.
Listener Robert.
It's Listener Robert. Hey,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, it is.
Listener Robert, thank you for
you're welcome.
I've read it all the way through on the train, finally.
Yeah, but Jim, you probably didn't read the follow-up.
I did.
No,
it was that was very short. Yeah, I did read
that. He read that one about Finnish baseball rules.
Yeah.
You are a font of obscure information.
Well, all right.
Okay.
If you think watching an NFL combine is boring,
yeah.
Can you imagine actually being partly in charge of or having to participate in a children's football combine?
No.
It is the most boring part of the entire season. Really.
Well, how do you identify?
Isn't it kind of fun having kids? Aren't they kind of more random?
Well, yeah, but all right. First, there's basically two ways to organize children's football. One is the teams recruit their own players. The other is you have a draft.
Right.
Okay. We're a draft organization.
Okay.
And now one problem with that is that unlike people who aspire to get into the NFL, once they've paid their registration fee, okay, they know that they're going to be on a team.
Right.
And there's like, you can't cut, right?
And you can't put a kid in right field like they do in Little League where like ball's never going to come, right?
Well, we sort of have something of the equivalent, but all right. Anyway.
What is it? What's the equivalent? Is it like being the punter or something?
No, not really. First of all, give them minimum play, but also it depends. At the lower ages, put them out wide as wide receivers or cornerbacks.
You just keep running.
Because there's hardly any passing.
The kids can't lob it that far, right? So
the
kid's going 80 yards every play. He's just sprinting.
But anyway, the point is that the kids can sandbag the whole evaluations because, right, they know that, all right, why should I put out any harder? If I,
I'm going to make the team no matter
that's
what.
That's right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And
well, if
we're
they
not
have that
even
kind of attitude, they shouldn't get to play.
Well, we're not even allowed to tell them what order they were drafted in. Okay? Because, we don't want to make some feel bad. Or
kid will have a nervous breakdown because he was in the seventh round or something like that.
Grow up, kids.
And then
get
also,
over it.
Largely because of this, the coaches who have to take charge of doing these, they don't have much motivation either. Because remember,
this sounds like parade.
Whatever ranking that they give, at the people, that information has to be shared with all the other coaches, all the other teams.
Right.
And so it's not like you're getting some secret information. Now, occasionally there are coaches who will have knowledge of a kid from outside, like back in 2010, one of our players. Our head coach knew him from soccer, knew he was a great kicker.
He was a ringer or something like that,
and you can sometimes sneak someone like that through the draft, okay?
Right.
But for the most part, no. But there are certain tricks you can look out for. Something that works with kids that is not probably really much of a consideration with, like, the NFL combine is give them a somewhat complicated instruction and see who is cooperative, who actually paid attention, and can execute it. Because that's a lot of what kids' football is.
Right.
Basically,
do you make the kids play both offense and defense?
Yes.
So you have to. It's not like you can only block or you're only doing like because every kid wants the ball and wants to get a touchdown, I imagine.
Right. Because the point is, our teams are not big enough even to have, you know, full platoons.
Right, you don't have 50 kids on a team or whatever. Yeah.
In ours, we do have a rule that in the first half, everybody gets to play. Either has to play the entire first half on offense or the entire first half on defense. The remainder can also go both ways. So there is some platooning like that, but you don't have enough players to fill out, you know, 22. So
right, I imagine.
So you have to have some go both ways. And usually the games are short enough that fatigue is not that big a factor, and coaches will try to arrange to get the better kids, players.
How long are the
ways.
Games?
Well, let's see.
Okay,
In the junior, well, no, I had to think about it. In the junior Pee Wee division, we had like 20 minute halves last year, which in the Pee Wee division,
good.
I think they're playing now 22 minute halves.
Okay.
The clock keeps moving all the time because they're handing the ball off most of the time. It's some version of the option or whatever. And, you know,
it's not just that. Actually, it's running clock except for the last 2 minutes of each half.
Speaking of running clock, one more minute.
Right.
Oh, we're almost out of time.
Yeah. Okay, but that's pretty much how it is. It's like you've got to do it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But coaches often sometimes we have a ranking system of like 1 to 5 in evaluation at a given station. Coaches forget. Now, is 1 the best and 5 the worst? Is 5 the best and 1 the worst? Seriously.
That's
not good.
We've
gotten back clipboards.
No,
it's like, which way is this, right?
That's bad. Uh-huh.
So that is bad. And that is it's the dullest part of the whole season.
That sounds brutal.
Yeah, so if you forget the ranking system, you end up drafting all the losers.
You're like, whoa, wait a minute. You got a bunch of kids with their helmets on backwards and stuff like that?
Because the real fun doesn't really start until you put your team together, and that's after the draft.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Robert.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll see you later.
Yay. Listener Robert. That was good.
I did read that email. When you send me an email, it's like 3 lines.
You'll read it?
I'll probably read that.
It finished baseball rules. You see that one? That was awesome.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say yes.
No, I think it's really good. The thing, the problem, well.
You can email me at jimthepoet@wfmu.org.
Yeah. The problem I had with the football email was that it's very long. You can't read this whole thing on the air, right? I mean, and I couldn't.
We tried.
I wasn't very good at summarizing it.
I thought you did a good job.
Really?
What are you talking about?
It was the rugby. Rugby
you
union.
You are radio gold.
Rugby union versus rugby league.
All right.
League.
This is the part of the show where we talk about the people that I forgot to contact this week to be on the show.
No, let's not
rugby
do that.
Rugby union.
I don't want to do that.
Why not?
Because.
We're not going to have anybody after the marathon. There's an archer I wanted to get on the show.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so.
Archer.
Well, you're worrying about that and writing down things.
My name is Emma B.
I don't know why you write those things down, because you just throw the paper away.
I throw the paper away later.
After the thing, and then you don't have it.
I forget.
Okay, so I'm supposed to say this, right? Or we are.
We are.
Because we've mentioned the marathon a couple of times. It's going to be from March 6th through the 20th. So that starts like...
Very exciting.
When does that start? That's like
next
this
Tuesday.
Sunday? No, this for ours is...
The next, yeah, Sunday?
It's like Sunday. Sunday the 6th?
6th?
Maybe.
Maybe Saturday?
Saturday, Sunday, I think Sunday, and it goes through the 20th, and there's going to be, you know, like, as always, for your pledge, we will, there's swag and premiums and things.
Get all
and
you kinds
can,
of gifts.
We have drawings and prizes and
ways
DJs,
for us to
DJs,
thank you.
DJs do incredibly stupid things to try to get you to send money in, so we're planning something incredibly stupid.
We've got some really good stupid stuff coming up.
We've got some good stupid stuff. We've got a fantastic premium this year. We have a flask funnel, Sportsy Talk flask funnel.
I want one of those.
I know. It's really nice, right?
Yeah.
And you can look at, get a sneak peek at all that stuff if you go on wfmu.org/marathon.
Marathon.
And you can even make an early pledge there if you want to.
We have a lot of fun on the marathon shows, and we hope you have fun.
Yep. And if you want to come join the fun with us, you
volunteer.
Can volunteer. Contact volunteer director Scott Williams, scott@wfmu.org.
And we could.
And then you could, like, come down here and meet us and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. You all right?
Yeah. No,
More Coney Island's coming up next. You know, the Morricone guy won one of them.
Did he win an Oscar?
Yeah, he did, and the place went crazy.
He won an Oscar?
They had like a 10-minute standing ovation for the guy winning an Oscar.
I didn't know he won an Oscar.
Yeah, that was like, I watched the whole Oscars.
No, you mean Morricone. You don't mean the guy who does Morricone Island.
Oh, I don't think he won a...
He didn't win anything.
No, I mean Morricone won.
Actual Morricone won.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe the Morricone Island guys won too. I don't know. I didn't watch the whole show. I mean, I fell asleep a couple times. Super boring.
Mr. Cat is up for the flask funnel. She says on the, of course, she says she'll use it with her WFMU flask, which is the point.
That's the whole idea. Mm-hmm. It's synergy.
Yep.
Corporate synergy. What else you got?
I don't know.
We're out of show, almost.
Almost out of show. I think I had something about... Oh, I just had a question for you about hockey.
Yeah.
Okay, because I still get confused. Okay, there's the Rangers, right?
New York Rangers, yes.
New York Rangers are a hockey team.
Yes.
And they're known as the Blue Shirts.
They are.
The Columbus hockey team is actually called the Blue Jackets.
Blue Jackets.
And then there's the St. Louis Blues.
Yes.
They're also a hockey team, are they not?
They are.
So why has everybody got blue and blue shirts
blue is
and
one
blue
of the
jackets?
It's one of the best colors.
Everything's blue.
I mean, I think
blue,
most blue, teams blue. Have blue uniforms.
Yeah, I don't
understand most...
why. Why do they have blue in their name? It's confusing.
I will have to look that up on Wikipedia.
Okay, good.
I mean, the
are we done?
Yeah, we're kind of done.
Okay.
I was going to do... You want to do the... WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. It's 91.9 FM in Rockland County. And on, we're everywhere on WFMU.org. You should check that out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you next week for the big
next
marathon
week is
show.
Be really exciting.
Stay tuned for Morricone Island.
Our exciting co-host.
Oscar-winning Morricone Island.
Yeah, our exciting co-host next week is.
Are we supposed to say?
What can
is
we say?
Is it a secret?
I don't think it's
John
a secret.
Benet Ramsey.
It is not.
She's going to be on the show.
All right.
Next week.
Yes, next week. Tune in.
Very exciting.
All right. That's it.
That's the whole show.
Okay, did you put on your goodbye music?
I did, yeah, but I'm just going to play their... Because they always have something great, the Morricone Island people.
Coughing. Okay.
Are you okay? Are you good? You choking?
I've had a really bad head cold for like a week.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay.
Are we going to leave now?
So are the listeners. Yeah, let's go.
That's the whole show. Say goodbye.
That's it!
Don't you thank people for listening or something?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight. May God bless.
It's our unofficial theme music. Island Magic from Ennio Morricone's The Island from our friends at Vrest Sarabande, 1980 thriller film directed by Michael Ritchie, starring none other than Michael Caine and David Warner. So, little quick nod, ode to the namesake of the show, Ennio Morricone, who took home, finally, a proper Oscar at the 88th Academy Awards last Sunday. Stopped the proceedings. He had the big, long walk from way in the back in the balcony where the composers apparently were all hanging out. Hugs from all. And he thanked John Williams, 87 years old, the oldest person, I believe, ever to win an Oscar. And also got the 2,540-something star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last Friday. So it's sort of a victory lap for him. Anyway, so started off with a couple of favorite tracks of his, the main title to Violent City, or Città Violenta, from 1970, Italian film directed by Sergio Sollima. It stars the great Charles Bronson, Jill Ireland, Telly Savalas, shot here in the U.S. in New Orleans. Kind of a revenge